I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by the generous support of Lingle Protective Services on 1021 The River. St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman testified in Jefferson City last week in favor of Senate Bill 35, dubbed the Revitalizing Missouri Downtowns and Main Streets Act. The bill, if passed, would cover 25% of the cost of converting abandoned commercial space into residential use. Ellman believes if the bill is passed, the incentives could bring development into abandoned commercial space along the St. Charles City Riverfront and along historic Main Street. Road crews are already gearing up for a predicted midweek winter storm. Last month's large winter storm put a big dent in the salt supply, but there's still plenty to go around. The St. Charles County Highway Department used 4,500 tons of salt, or about 25% of the stockpile of salt that they had available. St. Peter City used 940 tons of salt, which was about 17% of their supply. St. Peter's also has 5,000 gallons of calcium chloride on hand, which has yet to be used this season. St. Charles County Communications Director Kevin Colleen has stated that they restock after the storm. Amanda Rich, the Director of Transportation for the City of St. Peter's, said that many newer employers who had no experience with plowing snow were working during the last event and that they have learned lessons that will help city employees better fight the upcoming snowstorm. Local mushroom growers, Irby Farms, who have been selling mushrooms at farmers markets around the St. Louis area, will open a new brick-and-mortar store on February the 13th on historic Main Street in downtown St. Charles. The new store features mushrooms as well as grab-and-go hot and cold items available for carry-out and take-and-bake items. The new store is located at 524 Main Street and it will be open Thursday through Sunday. The city of O'Fallon is holding a bulk waste drop-off day Saturday, February the 15th from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. Residents with city trash service can dispose of large items that won't fit into trash containers at the event, which will be held at the city's waste transfer station at 1572 Progress West Lane. Those who can't make it to the event can schedule free large item pickups by calling 636-272-0477. More information can be found at ofallonmo.gov. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by the generous support of Lingle Protective Services on 102.1 The River.